is Emily Haynes from Metric, hoping you can come join us September 4th at Northland.
Emily Haynes from Metric, how are you?
I'm great. I'm on my way to Ottawa. We're playing Blues Fest today.
Oh, nice. Well, so excited to hear you're on the lineup for this year's Sonic Boom Festival.
Hell yeah, it's going to be great.
You're probably just calling to coordinate outfits with me so we can avoid the embarrassment of both showing up in sequins like we did in 09.
Oh, I know. That was awkward, wasn't it? Yeah, you'll have to update your look.
So what have you guys been up to anyway?
We've been in the studio nonstop working on the new record, and it's just going great. But it's nice to get out in the summer and play a couple shows, and to come there in September will be a nice break from recording. But it's going great. It's pretty heavy in there.
It's been a couple of years since the Fantasies album came out. That's quick turnaround to be working on another album again.
I know, and it's weird because I think we're on a certain pace that we don't notice it, but we realized so much has happened. We really had a lot of ideas throughout the last couple of years of music that we wanted to make, so we just felt like the best thing to do is keep going, and it's been really, really a great process. And, you know, we work in our own studio, so that's a huge part of it. Every time we get to go back there, it's really exciting because Jimmy's, you know, collecting all this vintage gear, and we get to do it on our own terms, which is kind of how we roll, you know. So it's been really great. It's been
well,
cool.
I'm actually kind of a vintage gear nerd myself. What kinds of things are you into? Yeah.
Oh, you should be talking to Jimmy then. He just collects, you know, old microphones, you know, preamps, tube amplifiers, you know, and the difference it makes in the sound quality, it's such a hard thing to explain. You know, it's like when you put on vinyl, why does it sound so much better than listening to the digital? Nobody knows why, but it just is.
Oh,
so,
totally. It's texture, right?
Exactly. So we've been really exploring that and trying to continue the path of improving with every record. That's the goal, you know, pushing ourselves.
Well, Metric has definitely been improving and making strides with every album, but this last one, Fantasies, was huge. It kind of makes me curious, though, what kind of opportunities were afforded to you that you might not have seen otherwise.
I don't know. Like, a lot of things came our way, you know, from the offers for me to go play with Lou Reed in Australia, which was definitely, like, couldn't really believe that was me, like, playing Perfect Day with Lou Reed. And, you know, and then the Twilight movie, which is a completely other world. We met the Queen. Like, I don't know. It was kind of it was a crazy time.
Now, what kinds of things did you have to go through before meeting the Queen?
Well, you know, it's actually, they're really quite normal and chill. It's just everyone acts so insane around them. So it was all kinds of, like, conflicting instructions of always look the Queen in the eye or never look the Queen in the eye. You know, it's like, kind of like, well, any person with normal social graces, I think, would know how to behave, but we felt kind of weird, but she was really nice and shook my hand and actually talked to us, which really confused us. We thought she'd just keep walking. And then we played at this luncheon, which is like, what a word, right? I don't attend a lot of luncheons usually, but we played Gimme Sympathy, and I dedicated it to her saying, you know, the UK has given us great bands like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, so thank you for that, and, you know, thanks for being the Queen, or, you know.
Did she come over and high-five you afterwards, or, you know, give you a fist bump or something?
Yeah, no high-fives.
No chest bumps, nothing like that? Like,
what up? But, yeah, it's funny because it's just an adventure for us, so it's definitely, when we look back at those stories, it's like meeting Spinal Tap at Stonehenge, you know? You're just like, wow, this is why we're playing rock and roll, so that we can come home and tell our friends these hilarious stories of things that happen, you know?
Well, you're back in your studio working on a new album. I know Sebastian Granger of Death From Above 1979. He's a good friend of Metric's, and he's worked with you guys in the past. Who are you working with this time around?
Well, Sebastian actually co-owns the studio with us. We own that together. So we've collaborated on the infrastructure side of getting the studio up and running more than musical stuff, although I did a couple covers, actually, of some Death From Above tracks. A few
no
months
way.
Back that I was happy with. Yeah, I should send them over to you. They're like acoustic style. Turned out kind of well. I did Black History Month.
Wicked. A Metric cover of Death From Above 1979, Black History Month. Okay. Oh, I got it. Okay, here we go. And more with Emily Haynes from Metric after this on Sonic 102.9.
Hold on.
Sonic 1029, Edmonton's Modern Rock, with a Metric cover of Death From Above 1979, Black History Month. Emily Hayes is joining us on the phone from Metric. We were actually just talking about the new album you guys are working on.
Yeah, we're doing this one mostly on our own, you know? We're trying always to take on more and free ourselves from, you know, kind of feeling like we're always dealing with parents, you know? It's like, feels like the music business sometimes is just like your parents looking over you, telling you what you have to do, and the experts, you know, and the professionals. So we're trying to become the professionals ourselves, you know, and absorb the knowledge that we need to run our own show instead of constantly having to be told what to do. So we took on a little bit more even on the production side of this one. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Emily Haynes of Metric is joining us. Now, Emily, as a songwriter, you write about your life, you know, your experiences, that kind of thing. With all the neat things that have happened over the past few years for this band, we're not all jamming with Lou Reed or meeting royalty. How do you ensure the music you're writing is still relatable to your fans?
I know what you mean. It's like, and a lot of times you hear it on people's records that they start, you know, writing songs about being in a band, which I think sometimes has a place, you know, but for me it's just, and for all of us, it's a kind of a conscious decision to stay connected with what's actually interesting about what's happening in our lives, which is your friendships. There's no difference for us or for anybody else. You have some really rough times and you have amazing times, and there are people that are there for you and there are people that bail, and there are things that you learn and there are things that you wish you hadn't done, and we focus on the themes that we feel like connect.
Yeah.
So we really don't look at it from that perspective. You know, I think that if I felt like it was going to make us make better records, maybe we would, but I don't think that's the direction for us to go, you know? It's fans about friendship more than anything else.
Well, Emily Haynes, what kind of a timeline are we on for this new Metric record?
It's going to be 2012, but I don't know what the plan is. I've been too nose to the grindstone, just making it happen, to really think that far ahead. But I know that I'll be briefed shortly about what the big vision is, and we'll let you know for sure.
Well, are you going to be taking any of these new Metric songs for a test drive on the Sonic Boom stage?
I don't know, actually. In September? I don't know. We'll have to see how it feels, you know? Sometimes it feels really weird to just, like, randomly throw in one new song. Like we did with Fantasies, we played the whole album beginning to end. That was the show, you know? But we'll see how we feel, you know? It might be cool. We'll see how things develop.
Well, hey, Emily Haynes for Metric, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, and look forward to seeing you guys along with Jane's Addiction, Cake, Manchester Orchestra, and many more at Sonic Boom.
Cool. Good talking to you.
Catch this interview and other off-air highlights in this week's Lane Mitchell Show podcast, free on iTunes and at sonic1029.com.